From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Three explosions in Baghdad, Iraq, have killed more than 30 people. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from one of the sites, which is near NPR's Baghdad offices.
What the Iraqi army here on the ground is telling us is that there were three bombs that targeted three different hotels. One of them, where I am standing now, is the Hamra Hotel. This is where many foreign journalists reside. A minibus, according to the guards, got through the two checkpoints, drove straight through. There was a firefight. It didn't stop, and then it detonated. And right in front of me, I can tell you, there is a row of houses that have been completely demolished, and there are rescue teams digging through the rubble trying to find survivors. Apparently, they're saying there might be a family trapped. We've already seen a few people being brought for help at hospitals.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad, where there have been three explosions today. The Iraqi government says it has executed the man known as Chemical Ali. The cousin of the executed Iraqi ruler Saddam Hussein got his notorious nickname for his involvement in chemical attacks on Iraqi Kurds. He received three death sentences for those attacks and for his role in crushing a Shiite revolt in the 1990s. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is making a one-day trip to Canada today as major donors and financial institutions consider how to rebuild Haiti. NPR's Michelle Kellerman will travel with her.
Canada's Foreign Minister Lawrence Cannon said the meeting in Montreal will review the progress so far in helping Haiti recover from a devastating earthquake. Haiti's Prime Minister is being joined by foreign ministers from several other nations and representatives of international financial institutions. Secretary Clinton has said the idea is to help Haiti build back better. The meeting was called to talk about the medium and long-term needs of Haiti, though officials have stressed this is not a donors' conference that will likely follow down the road. The idea now is to come up with an action plan and help Haiti's government get back on its feet. Many government buildings collapsed, so ministries haven't been able to function. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
New Orleans football fans are celebrating. The Saints are going to the Super Bowl for the first time in their 43-year history. An overtime field goal pulled the Saints to a 31-28 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings' Brett Favre, at 40 years old, hoping to be the oldest quarterback to start in a Super Bowl, was notably disappointed in the outcome and in a pass he made to Sidney Rice that was grabbed by the Saints' Tracy Porter.
I'd love to win the Super Bowl. Who wouldn't? But, of course, I can't print anything for you guys, but I know I'm going out on top one way or the other.
Porter's interception, a 26-yard run with it, took the game into overtime. Stocks are up in early trading. The Dow up 80 points. The Nasdaq up 16. This is NPR News. At least 24 people are known dead after an Ethiopian Airlines plane crashed into the Mediterranean Sea. The Boeing 737 carrying 90 people went down in stormy weather shortly after taking off from Beirut's airport in Lebanon. Lebanese officials say so far they do not suspect sabotage. China says it is not involved in hacking attacks on internet search leader Google. And NPR's Louisa Lim reports it is stepping up its criticism of U.S. internet policy. Internet search giant Google is threatening to leave China after being the target of a hacker attack.
A spokesman said any accusation the Chinese government had participated in cyber attacks was groundless and aimed at discrediting China. A flurry of official statements has been released, indicating Beijing is going on the offensive. An official working for China's Internet Authority is questioning why Google hasn't yet reported the cyber attack officially. And an article in the People's Daily says the U.S. is guilty of double standards, saying it restricts the Internet when it comes to terrorism, racial discrimination, and other threats to society. On Sunday, the paper accused the U.S. of exploiting social media such as YouTube and Twitter to fuel unrest in Iran. Meanwhile, five Chinese human rights groups reported cyber attacks on their websites over the weekend. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden says he will not run for the Senate seat once held by his father, Vice President Joe Biden. Beau Biden's email to supporters ends months of speculation. He writes that he plans to run for re-election as the Delaware Attorney General. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.